Now, today marks 1 month to the day exactly since an explosion at the petrol station in County Donegal happened, killing 10 people. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now from the village of Creasla. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
So today is the 1 month anniversary at what, about 3:20 in the afternoon?
Yeah, 20 past three today will mark exactly 1 month since the explosion here at the Apple Green petrol station in the village of Creasla happened. I suppose, Pat, a moment that changed this area of County Donegal forever, really. And I think the community here are still struggling to come to terms with what happened. I'm just parked here not so far from the scene of the explosion, and the scene is still preserved here. The main road through the village is still closed, and throughout yesterday I saw a number of people coming and going from the scene, laying flowers and still paying their respects. And with the scene still being preserved and the road still being closed, I think it's impossible to escape what happened here only a month ago. And the local parish priest, Father John Joe Duffy, told me that even though a month has passed, what happened is still very raw for a lot of people here.
Barry, I believe that we're still very much in a state of shock and in a state of numbness. And then due to the fact that the road has been sealed off where the accident took place, people aren't passing that spot yet. So I think we're just still in that state of shock and numbness. And one minute you feel as if you were at the accident. The other minute is that you feel that it never took place at all. And that's a feeling for a lot of people. And it's just hard to get our heads around it. And as the shock does ease off, the enormity of the tragedy, the impact and the pain becomes all the more evident in people that you meet. And we seem in very early days, it seems nowhere near like a month since we were there. And it just, there's just there's something, I can't really put a word on it, but there is a numbness still there. There is just shock. And there is a question, did this really happen to us? And we're all too aware that it has happened and the pain is there. And it's just difficult. It's very difficult.
I was up at the scene today, and as you say, the road's still closed, so it's still very much at the front of people's minds. And I've seen some family members and friends laying flowers. It does still feel very raw.
Well, it's very raw. We're in very early moments of this, and it will be raw for a very long time to come. And I suppose the reality of what we're trying to do as a community is to try and cope with the terrible loss that we are experiencing in this community, the terrible tragedy, the darkest and the saddest tragedy that this community has ever faced, due to the enormity of the numbers that were lost in the tragedy, the number of lives that were lost, and it is very raw. It's very real. It's very stark. You can almost tangibly feel that grief in the air as you walk up the street.
And Barry, there'll be a series of Month's Mind Masses in the village over the coming days.
Yeah, there will be Novena Masses here in Creasla to remember those who tragically died on October 7th over the next week or so. The first Month's Mind Mass will be for 49-year-old Martina Martin. It takes place at 7:30 this evening, while a joint Month's Mind Mass for 39-year-old Catherine O'Donnell and our 13-year-old son James Monaghan will take place on Friday, also at 7:30. The Month's Mind Mass for 24-year-old Jessica Gallagher from the village here will take place at 6:00 on Saturday, while there will be a Month's Mind for 59-year-old Hughie Kelly taking place on Sunday morning. And the families have asked for privacy and do not want any media attending any of these Month's Mind Masses, but they will be streamed online on the St Michael's Church website. And Father Duffy was telling me yesterday that the likes of Daniel O'Donnell and Enya will be singing at some of these masses also. And he also told me he has received well wishes from across the globe.
Just as I walked up and down the street, or up and down through the village, I should say, a few times today, I just met people from other parts just stopping to commiserate. And to one gentleman and his wife who are from County Tyrone and have come to Dunfanaghy, the neighbouring village, on holidays, just stopped wanting to make a donation and wanting to assure you of their support and their prayers and that of their community. And That was very much what was happening there today as I walked up and down through the village over 4 weeks on, and by date 4 weeks on Monday.
And Father John Joe, as you say there, you're meeting people from outside the village who are coming here to pay their condolences. We're sitting here in your house and there's hundreds of cards and letters, and people have been sending their thoughts and prayers from all around the world.
Yes, from the very first moment, the story of the tragedy of Krisla has been one where people came to our aid. Workmen who were travelling home to neighbouring villages and towns about, together with the locals, rushed to that scene. And I can't stress enough, at such great risk to their own lives. And that has been the story. Then the services rushed in, and people just rushed in there to try first of all to save lives, which they did. And then, of course, what sadly was then turned into a recovery operation. And from that moment that we asked the people of this county and right across the island of Ireland to pray for us, people so generously responded to that prayer through prayer in the different churches here right across the island of Ireland, but beyond, to people who had no connection with us, as well as our own diaspora, and people sending thousands of messages and cards and books of condolence, and even people who have had tragedy in their own life and loss writing to families and writing here to me, expressing their solidarity with us and how they have been through their own personal tragedy and trying to give us hope.
And that's Father John Joe Duffy. Now, the question still remains, Barry, why did the explosion happen? So any more updates on the investigation?
Well, Pat, the investigation into this tragedy is one of the biggest and most complex inquiries that has been undertaken by Gardaí in many, many years in Ireland. And as I said, the road remains closed here. The scene is still preserved. I can see Gardaí here still from where I am standing at the cordon. From what I know, officers in Milford Garda Station are pursuing no fewer than 500 separate lines of inquiry. While they're interviewing everyone who visited the petrol station or the adjoining apartments in the days prior to the explosion or on the day of the explosion. And one of the things Gardaí want to know is if there was a smell of gas prior to the explosion. But it's my understanding that none of the people interviewed by Gardaí so far recalled smelling gas prior to the explosion or on the day of the explosion. And Pat, this all points towards the main line of inquiry, which is still that this was caused by a gas leak. But I suppose what they're trying to find out is what caused this gas leak. And one theory that has been explored is that the apartment was filled with gas suddenly. And the fact that there was, or the suspect that there was no smell in the days prior to the explosion or on the day of the explosion, does lead them to that theory that that there was a sudden buildup of gas. So, you know, if this is the case, even the flick of a switch could have caused the explosion. And ultimately, that's what investigators are trying to find out here. Meanwhile, Pat, I've been told that the main road through Krisla should open later this week. There was a lot of people I spoke to yesterday off tape who were telling me they were a bit annoyed that the road was still closed a month after the explosion, because there's no getting away from it. You know, you have to, it adds, if you were traveling to Letterkenny, for example, it adds an extra 20, 25 minutes. It almost doubles the time of your journey. So people will be glad to see that road reopen. And even being here yesterday, Pat, as well, many of the Gardaí who I saw here at the cordon yesterday were the same Gardaí who I would have seen here a month ago. Some of the guys here would have been some of the first on the scene. And I've been speaking to Garda Brendan O'Connor. He's the president of the GRA and is based here as a guard locally. And he says the explosion did have a profound impact on local Gardaí in the area.
Well, I suppose just, Barry, as you say, the guards who responded that afternoon and were there in the days after and attended funerals, it was just the scale of the tragedy that happened. It was just, I suppose there are no words to describe just the impact of it. And those very guards are still here. You'll see them day to day. They're still involved in preserving the scene. And you know, it's just been, as you say, it's been a long month. And people are just starting, I suppose, to now reflect on what happened and maybe looking towards issues of welfare and support for each other. Now that things are just, I suppose, the initial shock is over, and our members are still very busy and very committed to the investigation, so haven't really had much time to dwell on it, which may or may not be a good thing, but certainly that's the feedback from the members that I'm speaking to.
Now, finally, Barry, you did witness some smiles, some positivity in the area around Creasley yesterday.
Yeah, I did, Pat. And look, even a month ago when I was here for the week of this tragedy, I witnessed firsthand just the kindness of people here locally. And again, when I was here yesterday, I saw firsthand how the community here are coming together. And yesterday, the local ice cream parlour reopened. It's been closed since the explosion, but they reopened yesterday. They invited the St. Michael's under 13 GAA team to join them for a free celebratory ice cream, because last Sunday, St. Michael's here in Creasley, they defeated Niamh Connell to win the Donegal under 13 Division 2 Championship Cup. And it wasn't just the players who got free ice cream here yesterday. All the children in the local area were given free ice cream. So it was nice to see children here with some joy for a change. And the owner of Scrumptious Ice Cream Parlour, Dennis Ferry, told me that it was nice to see some of the local children smiling again.
We opened the shop today just for the children to have a bit of ice cream and a bit of bonding together. They won the under-13s championship there for the county final. And last Sunday, and it was too late by the time we got back to town, so we opened the day for that. They come in every time there's a big game, win or lose, so today should be no different for them. They're only children.
And look, 1 month on, the road's still closed here. What happened is still very much etched in people's memories, but it was nice to see kids smiling here today when you're handing them out free ice cream.
Now, well, children should be children. The adults have to bear the brunt, but the children should always be children.
But even so, the kids still very much know what happened here.
Of course they do, but we all have to look. The children's our future. They're the ones that'll be here in 40 years' time rebuilding the town still. They're the ones we should look after, along with everybody else.
And how's everybody doing?
It's numb.
And that's the owner of Scrumptious Ice Cream Parlour, Dennis Ferry, ending that report from our chief reporter, Barry White.